This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 16th. God's word for you today is the key. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 84, verse 7. And it says, "They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God." As you appear before God, you will grow from strength to strength constantly. And those who are waiting to see you finished, done for, put out, will wait in vain because you are coming into another level of brilliance. You will go from strength to strength as you appear before God in Zion. While Jericho is the key to entry, Zion is the key to stability and enduring success. While Jericho is the key to entering, Zion is the key to staying. While Jericho is the key to begin to take those mountains, however, as you secure Zion, you can take Hebron, you can take Bethlehem, you can take Carmel, you can take Gerizim, you can take Ardon, and the list goes on. Why? It is because Zion is a citadel of power. Zion is a place that must not fall. Zion is the place that must remain secure. Anybody can take anything from you, but they must not take Zion. They can take your pencil and your eraser, but I pray that nobody will take your pencil or eraser. And for everyone who has lost their pencil or eraser, you will be restored sevenfold in Jesus' name. Guess what? The reason you will be restored is because of Zion. Nobody must be able to take Zion. That thing that makes you get access into the presence of God, Zion. That thing that when you come, you enter into the presence of an innumerable company of angels, Zion. That thing that releases the power of the highest, Zion. That thing that keeps you safe, even in the storms, Zion. You must protect it. You must protect Zion. Remember the story of Mary and Martha. Martha went to Jesus to complain that Mary was not joining her in the kitchen. But Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, you are worried about many things, but only one thing is needful. That which Mary has chosen, no one can take it away from her." Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Please read. "Who did Martha go to meet to take it away from Mary?" Jesus. God. Yet, God is saying, "Even I cannot take it away from her." Luke chapter 10, verse 42 says, "There is really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her." You must find Zion. That thing, that place, that habit, the practice of his presence. For someone reading this today, you have been clearing, but it is as if as you are clearing, it is growing back. Do not worry. Angels are joining the field and they are clearing it all out. The Spirit of God is saying, "Femi, one of your sons is going to begin to walk in an amazing gift of working of miracles. Do you receive it?" God is healing. Things that are knotted and tied are being loosed. For someone, you have been praying and you are getting weary. Other hands coming to join you. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.